I cannot believe it. I cannot believe this. I typically try to stay away from touching on the same topic in back-to-back days, and I'm going to try not to repeat most of the information that I gave you guys yesterday, but I just could not let this one go without sharing it with you. I always say this is not an agenda-driven channel. I have no agenda here. I'm not here to sway your opinion one way or the other. I'm not the mainstream media trying to brainwash you into thinking the same way that I think. I give you the facts of a situation. I give you my thoughts on it. Up to you to decide what you believe. Sometimes we agree. Sometimes we disagree. Sometimes I get things wrong and you'll correct me. I'm often critical of Stephen A. Smith, mainly when he's making false claims of mythical racism. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't agree with him or I can't defend Stephen A. when he's being baselessly attacked by his own community. The media, they like to present this false notion that if you disagree with someone, mainly politically, that you're automatically enemies. There's no way to find common ground. That is 100% bullshit. Politically speaking, there is practically nothing I agree with Don Lemon on. Don Lemon, he's one of the frequent targets here on the channel. I've created all kinds of nicknames for him. I've highlighted his disastrous ratings in prime time. I called him on his bullshit when he tried making you believe CNN moving him from prime time to mornings was actually a promotion for him. But I'm not going to be making fun of Don Lemon today. Matter of fact, throughout this video, I'm going to refer to him by his real name. No references to Lemons, no references to his former primetime show, Talking Booty with Tutti Frutti. For this video, he will only be known as Don Lemon or Mr. Lemons. Every once in a while, I'll see a comment in the comment section here on YouTube, or I'll receive an email with someone telling me that I should be on ESPN or cable news. I have absolutely no aspirations of being on linear television or working for a major network. The reason I started this channel, I wanted to work for myself, have my own freedom, make my own schedule. I don't want some pink-haired shitfuck producer telling me what topics I can cover. But if there was ever a time, I wish I was involved in a cable news segment, it was the segment this morning on CNN. I wish I could have been on that panel because I would have absolutely destroyed this narrative Poppy Harlow and Caitlin Collins were presenting. It would have been embarrassing for them. Let me set the stage for you before I share the clip. This morning on CNN, they were talking about the U.S. men's team splitting their World Cup earnings with the women and the prepubescent boy. If you guys watched the video I did on this yesterday, you already know exactly how I feel about this. It's absolute bullshit. In a surprising moment of clarity and common sense, Don Lemon actually agrees with me. Normally, this dude's always on the side of the mythical victim. I have always been under the impression that Don Lemon was a socialist. I'm not gonna lie to you. Don Lemon was dropping knowledge this morning on CNN. Unfortunately, his knowledge was drowned out by the incessant propaganda from the two intolerable shitfucks sitting on each side of him. I don't understand why this concept is so difficult to grasp. I know some people don't like to hear it, but I don't get paid to lie to you. I'm here to give you the truth. And the truth is, people do not care about women's sports. You can call it misogyny. You can call it toxic masculinity. You can call it whatever the hell you want to call it. The rest of us, we call it the truth. I often get asked why I prefer the NFL over college football, the NBA over college basketball. My answer is always the same. It never changes. Why would I want to watch a game between two teams with maybe two, three professional players on the field when I can watch 22 professionals? Now, people often reply back and say, well, NFL players are playing for money. College is better because their players play for pride. Yeah, keep telling yourself that lie. Money is the ultimate motivator. Those college kids, they are not playing for pride. They're playing to get to the next level so they can get to the money. In the NFL, pace of play is faster, speed of the game is faster, the level of skill, the level of coaching, all of it is better in the NFL. If you give me the choice between watching professionals and amateurs, I'm always choosing the professionals. There's a reason legendary college coaches get their asses eaten in the NFL. It is a completely different level of skill, level of coaching. Now, this same comparison is true when you compare men's and women's sports. Matter of fact, there is no comparison. It's far more entertaining to watch men compete. The game is faster. The skill level is greater. You rarely see airballs in the NBA. In the WNBA, an airball's worth 2 points. Don Lemon. He was trying to explain this morning why female athletes are not paid the same as men, significantly less, as a matter of fact. He quickly figured out, though, what most of us men come to realize as we get older, there is no point in arguing with a woman. You guys know what I'm talking about, especially those of you who have been married for a long time. When your wife or girlfriend feels strongly about something, doesn't matter how wrong she is, there's absolutely no sense with arguing her about it. You're only going to make her mad and confuse the hell out of yourself. It's best to just let her believe that you agree with her. Now, I'm going to play this clip in its entirety. I don't like playing clips this long usually, but this clip runs about 2 minutes. But I wanted you to see the entire conversation because each time Don Lemon drops the truth, the two intolerables come right back with the propaganda. I wish I could have been on that panel this morning. I'm going to play this for you, then I'm going to dispute the bullshit. Roll the film.
If there is more interest in a men's sport, the business people, the people who make money off of sports, will put that on television because we live in a capitalist society. And if people are interested in that, then there would be more attention and more money would be paid. So it's about the money.
But here's Caitlin, the thing, and this word. Is the point that I was making that goes to that, which is why is that what people are watching? It's because it's what they're used to watching. Why is it because it's what they're used to watching? Because men were putting men's sports on TV yes. way before women's sports. Yes. So it's this systemic institutionalized thing.
No, I'm not saying that they are just more interested
Don,
in it.
But you're missing my point. Why are they more interested? Because men's sports has been around longer. People have been paying attention to it more. There have been these amazing female sports stars that have only become household names in recent decades. That's the point. And I'm saying if they had both started at the exact same point, they both received the same amount of marketing and promotion and all that stuff, and then we got to where we are today, that would be a different point.
Guess what? Big media giants, big advertisers, this is another opportunity to put the money where your mouth is.
I don't believe that's accurate. I respect your point, and I hear what you're saying. I don't believe that's accurate. We live in a capitalist society, and if people can make money off of whatever it is, they are going to exploit it. And there is a reason, and I'm sure it's part of what you are saying, and it's part of what you're saying. And these are conversations that we need to have. But I just think that we are lying to ourselves if we believe that someone cannot sit here and speak the truth to
Can I read you a headline? This is a fact that my smart producer Annie gave me. Quote from Forbes: "The fastest growing audiences on TV are for women's sports."
Growing.
Okay, let me just start with this. During the beginning of that segment, Caitlin Collins, she falls back on the same tired excuse that the reason people watch men's sports is because that's what we're presented on television. If they would just put women on TV, people would flock to their living room to watch these amazing athletes fall on the floor, airball free throws, and fan their opponent with their legs as they miss the soccer ball. This excuse is 100% bullshit. First of all, the reason networks put men on TV, that's what we want to watch. If the NFL was drawing 500,000 viewers, NBC, they would air reruns of Law and Order on Sunday night instead of Sunday Night Football. Over the last 2 years, we have been bombarded with women's sports on television. The other day, we talked about women's college basketball. The season's, 5 months long? That's about 150 days. Out of those 150 days, you know how many days they draw an audience in women's college basketball? 2. Every year, ESPN, ABC, they break records by nationally televising more footage from the WNBA dump. Guess what? No one is watching. The WNBA averaged 379,000 viewers last season. ESPN could televise a baboon peeling a banana with its ass and draw 379,000 viewers. Both Caitlin Collins and Poppy Harlow claimed women are not given the same promotion as men. I don't understand. How come they don't market these female superstars? I can tell you why. They don't exist. This, again, is 100% propaganda. Over the last 2 years, the mainstream media, they have tried relentlessly to convince you that women's sports are better than men. They have relentlessly promoted female sports. How many times have we talked about Nancy Armour in USA Today trying to convince us women's basketball is better than men's basketball? I couldn't watch the NBA playoffs last year without seeing constant promotion from ESPN hyping up the WNBA season. Spring cleaning is over. The dump is ready to process your trash. Join us this summer as the bearded women of the WNBA travel streets across America picking up your garbage. Women's sports aren't drawing ratings due to a lack of promotion or lack of effort by the mainstream media. They're not drawing ratings because the product is garbage. Now let me touch on something Don Lemon was trying to explain. Television networks care about one color, green. I have said this countless times. The sympathy factor, it can only take you so far. Sympathy got the WNBA increased national television coverage. Sympathy turned a prepubescent boy like Megan Rapinoe from an intolerable shitfuck into an intolerable millionaire. But eventually, the sympathy runs out, and you have got to perform. You either step up or you step aside. If female athletes were generating ratings, if they were generating millions of dollars for networks, believe me, they would be on television. ESPN is supposedly the home of the WNBA. Remember last summer, towards the end of the WNBA regular season, the time when dump divers are viciously fighting for their chance at overtime by making the playoffs? ESPN and ABC went four, maybe five consecutive weeks without broadcasting a WNBA game. They were broadcasting Major League Baseball, professional cornhole, hot dog eating contest, NBA draft and free agency, Little League World Series. The WNBA, though, disappeared for over a month. Why? Because they don't generate ratings. You think ESPN's bumping the NBA for professional cornhole? Towards the end of that clip, you saw Poppy Harlow's face light up with joy. She thought she had Don Lemon in a gotcha situation. Her non-binary producer handed her an article from Forbes. Ooh, Don, I've gotcha. According to Forbes, the fastest growing audience in television is women's sports. That's like the dude with a micro penis getting excited when he grows from 1 to 2 inches. Look at me, I doubled in size. Yeah, you certainly have. But the fact remains, you're a 2-incher pincher. The audience for women's sports is growing, that's true. It went from nothing to almost nothing. If Major League Baseball drew the same ratings as the WNBA, they would not be on national television. ESPN's already scaled back their baseball coverage because ratings aren't what they used to be. And Major League Baseball draws over 1 million viewers on ESPN. Now let me tell you what I think is about to happen with the WNBA. Their rights deal is up for renewal. I believe maybe 2024, maybe 2025. Either way, negotiations are going to be starting in the next 12 to 18 months. Kathy Engelbert, WNBA commissioner, she's going to be asking for major money. According to USA Today back in July, the WNBA might ask for $1 billion, good Lord, $1 billion for the rights to broadcast their bearded beauty contest. Now, if they stand firm on that offer, the WNBA will be off national television. Disney's already bleeding money. There is no way Disney can justify paying the WNBA $1 billion when they can't draw 500,000 viewers. I think we could see the WNBA price themselves out of the market. Now, that's contingent on the assumption that they continue playing on the sympathy factor. It's worked for them the last 2 years, but like I keep saying, sympathy eventually runs out. All you're left with is your product. And when you're in the business of garbage, your product is literally trash. Anyway, job well done by Don Lemon. You tried, sir. Valiant effort. You tried dropping knowledge on your co-host. But let me hear your thoughts. Tell me what you think about Don Lemon seemingly doing an about-face and speaking common sense. I've been hearing about this new and improved CNN for the last several months. Is this part of that deal? Are we seeing a new and improved Don Lemon? I don't know. Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.